live at AETIA 2011. It's Michael Off, and who better to speak with about software than a man who, it's in his name, Doug Hacker, VP of Development here at AI Squared, and we're going to talk about the forthcoming iOS app. Doug, we're very excited about it. Tell us what you're going to be bringing to the table.
Well, we've been working on this application we're calling Zoom Reader. And what Zoom Reader is an iPhone-based application that allows you to use your iPhone camera to take a picture. It then extracts the text from the picture via OCR and reads the text back to you with a natural-sounding voice. So it's a front-to-back application using state-of-the-art OCR and speech technologies, and we're very excited about it.
Okay, so how is this going to work? And by that, what I mean is, not all iOS cameras are created equal. So am I correct to maybe assume that an iPhone 4 might do just a little bit better than the 3GS? Or?
Yep. In fact, because we have so many moving parts in technology, the first release will target only the iPhone 4. The iPhone 4 camera is certainly much better than the ones in the other devices, and the results are better. We'll probably move backwards with supporting older devices in a subsequent release, but out of the gate, I think we're going to try to get the app out with just iPhone 4 support.
Okay, so here's my big question, and maybe a lot of us blind folks don't really have the adequate lighting, so let's talk about what we need to equip ourselves with for good lighting in the room to get optimal OCR.
Right. Obviously OCR is all about the image quality. So the application does have some settings you can turn on. The iPhone itself will determine whether or not it wants to fire the flash for you. We can override that setting and make sure it fires the flash at all times. We can also turn the camera light on while you take a picture, if that helps. Some of it, OCR and image taking is such a fluid sort of thing. It's not like I can stand here and say, this is exactly what you need in all cases. So some of that is just your own experimentation, the situations you're in. But we've used flash photography, we've used, incandescent lighting, fluorescent lighting. We've played around with a lot of stuff. And, there are a lot of factors that go in, and it's a moving target. It's hard to say exactly what works the best.
Any tips on optimal placement, so many inches away from the camera?
Well, a couple of things that I can say. One of the things we've added is voice control to the application. So one of the issues I think most people have with taking a clear, focused image is the ability to hold their hand still. And if you have to reach your hand out to touch the shutter button, that often affects your ability to focus the camera. So we've added voice control as well as speech to it. So you can just say, take the picture, and use two hands to hold the camera still if you want to do that. What we found is we've limited the zooming up to about, we're playing around with between 6x and 8x, because once you get more than 8x on the iPhone, things start breaking apart a little bit since it's digital zoom. It depends on how much text you want to get in there. I've done successful OCR on an entire page of 8-point text, and that works fine. So it's, like I said, it's tough to just give it a certain parameter. It depends upon your situation or the thing you're trying to get OCR out of. I will say, let me finish one thing though, is that we are actually using the Abby OCR engine, which is, Abby, as you know, is the market leader. They've been around for about 20 years.
Right.
We experimented with some open source engines. We found the Abby engine to be much more accurate and much faster than anything else we looked at.
Well, very good. Now, what about the touch? A lot of people got the touch, but is that going to be comparable to the 4 or really not?
No, it's really not. In optimal situations, the touch works. I think when we put out our marketing materials, we are most likely not going to say that the touch is a recommended device. Although the application runs on it and works under optimal conditions, I want to make sure that people know that the performance out of the iPhone is much better.
Okay, and of course we keep hearing rumors about the next iPad 2. And maybe even having front-facing camera with that.
We really hope that happens, although we are very excited about the iPod Touch. Right now, the specs on the iPad camera are speculation only. I think they're slightly better than the iPod Touch, so some of that, we'll see when it actually ships.
Okay, so the key here, you mentioned 6x to 8x, so in addition to actually reading it, there is enlargement.
Right, once we extract the text from the document, for those people who can benefit from it, we can display it on the screen in four different font sizes, and we also do highlighting, so you can pick one of six different colors to highlight the text as we read it to you. We highlight a sentence at a time, so the text will appear in like yellow, red, green, blue highlight, whatever works for you. It automatically scrolls as it speaks to you, and so you get that added feedback of visually looking at the text that's been extracted.
Now, is this done, is it sent up to a server and converted, or is it done in the phone itself?
It's all done on the phone itself. We wanted to make sure, like I said, on the first release, that we had an application that worked everywhere. There are some benefits to doing some of that stuff in the cloud, processing power and stuff, and it's perhaps in a subsequent release we'll address some of those things. But right now we've put the Abby engine resident, so everything works on the phone itself.
So does that take more time? I mean, I don't know how the processing power of the phone is.
It's surprisingly fast. We can do, I'm doing paragraphs, you know, 6-7 sentence paragraphs in 5 or 6 seconds.
Oh, pretty good. Now, what about things like, colonization? People try to do things like newspapers or... What kind of realistic documents can we throw at this thing?
We're not doing column support for this device. I don't think really the use case supports it quite as well. It's the application is new. You have to remember some of the OCRing things that we've looked at on the desktop have been around for years and years. So we're trying to do more the portable, single, one-off use case and solve that problem and think about those things in subsequent reasons.
Right, mail, handouts, restaurant menus.
Exactly, things like that, flyers, single paragraph, newspaper clippings, signs, things like that. Those all work really well.
Now, can it do anything that's beyond paper?
I'm not sure. Can you tell me what you mean?
I mean, so it scans a paper document. I don't know if it could do anything beyond that.
Okay. I'll tell you a great story. About a week ago, we were in our office, and one of our employees was standing at the copier. Maury Hill, longtime employee of AI Square that many of you might know. Maury's visually impaired, and the copier jammed. And we have one of these fancy copiers that displays the error messages on the LCD screen of the copier. Maury was standing there with a portable video magnifier trying to read the error message, and she was unable to do it due to some LCD flickering and things like that. I walked over with my iPhone, snapped a picture of the error message, and read it back to her immediately. I think convinced Maury of the utility of the application right then.
Well, that would mean as well. If I could actually point it at a non-talking computer screen, maybe it came up and went into BIOS instead of... I don't know how large of an area it could read if it can actually do LCD. That's kind of exciting to me.
Yeah, we certainly support horizontal formats, too. We should try it. That's a nice thing I had never actually thought about. But, when I read the error message on the copier, I thought this really is doing kind of what we want it to.
Or even your phone. Although some might argue, how would you take a picture of your phone screen? But I think you can actually do that.
You can take a screenshot of the thing on your phone, load it into the application from the camera roll, and have it extract the text. It actually does work.
So that could be, I'm trying to think of a way that if VoiceOver wasn't working, maybe they could get use some other app or take it to another level.
Yeah,
this is exciting.
You could probably pull that off. It's interesting. I did that to test some things. So it is available, and we're using Nuance's speech engine. So we're not, just to be clear, we're not using VoiceOver to read the text we extract. VoiceOver is active, obviously, within the application and all the controls if you're a VoiceOver user. But when we read the text, we're actually using Nuance's voice engine to read it. We're sending the text to it so that we can control the timing, so that we can do highlighting, we control the speech rate, and we have more granular control over the feedback coming back to the user.
So what are the buttons on the main screen? What will we see?
You'll see the first button you'll see is a voice control button. You can turn voice control on or off. And we've obviously spent time with VoiceOver, so it actually tells you what to do tap this button to turn voice control on or off. There's a button that allows you to choose a picture from the camera roll. There's the capture button that captures the image. There's also a color filtering button. So we do real-time color filtering out of the video stream so that you could change the image you're seeing to something like full color to, you know, black letters on white text or white letters on black text or blue letters on yellow text. And we make some of those things available as well.
So that's great for people of different visual acuity, different issues.
Exactly. And that's a feature that's been in some portable magnifiers, you know, single-use video magnifiers for a while. To my knowledge, this is the first application that I've seen on the iPhone that's actually doing real-time video filtering.
So I guess our two big questions I know the listeners will want to know is, A, your projected price and your projected release date.
Well, projected price is the exciting one, $19.99.
That's pretty good considering we're talking about a licensed Abbey engine as well as Nuon Speech.
Yep. Right? We're giving up a lot of our potential profit to make what we think is the best use of technology out there. We think it's an exciting field to be in. We, you know, a lot of companies in the AT space talk about what's going on in the mobile world, but very few people have actually put something out there. We see this as a learning experience to figure out who the potential customers are, what kind of things they need, so we want to keep the price low. As far as release date, there's some approval time in the iPhone store, but I fully expect the application to be available in February.
Yeah, usually it's about a week, although it can go over 2 weeks, but usually 3-4 business days if you're lucky.
Last time we checked, it was 6 business days about 2 weeks ago.
Or sometimes the first release is a little longer, and then after that for your updates, they don't scrutinize as much.
Right.
But that's really awesome. Very excited about it. Do you have any email list or where can people go just to stay up to date and find out when it's actually released?
We've launched a special website. It's mobile.aisquared.com. So mobile.aisquared.com. You can see screenshots of the application. Shortly, you'll be able to see a video of the application in action. And that's where we'll have the news of the pending release date.
Very cool. And a link, I'm sure, over to the iTunes store.
Absolutely.
Folks can grab that. Doug Hacker, thanks a lot. I'm very excited. We will be looking forward to, what's the exact name of it?
Zoom Reader.
Zoom Reader. Is that one or two words?
One word.
One word. Capital Z, capital R?
Yes.
I know iTunes store is a little picky sometimes, so I'm going to clarify that. Great. Thanks a lot. Live at ATIA 2011, this is Michael Law for Cerro Talk.